Aloha and welcome to a special edition of I Wake Again. Thanks all of you who did pay for this episode and have been subscribing to I Wake Again for many weeks or however long you have. It's been tremendous help for me putting on this podcast each and every day. Today's episode is a special edition because this episode will be going out to all I Wake listeners on Monday. You guys, I Wake Again listeners, get an early listen to this coming out on Saturday. But this is going to be a special edition that I want to share with everybody for Monday, with it being WWDC that same day. I want to share this special episode where I predict what Apple will unveil on Monday at their keynote. So thank you guys that have been paying for iWake Again. You guys are truly appreciated. And I wanted to give this out to everybody, not only you guys, but everyone else on Monday as well. Stay tuned next Saturday for an exclusive iWake Again episode. I wanted to do this for a couple of reasons. First off, to let people that aren't subscribing to get a taste of what iWake Again is all about. So that's one reason. And the other reason is I think this is just so great, and that I just want to give it out to everybody. And also because I'm going to be very busy with my flight and everything on Monday and Sunday night and everything, getting ready for that, that I didn't want to produce a special Monday episode that has news. With the news coming out right now, it's kind of pointless news anyways with WWDC right around the corner. So the news that I would be presenting on Monday would have been not the best anyways. So that's kind of just the foreword to this. If you do like what you hear, if you want to become an iWake Again subscriber and you're not one, you can head on over to iWakePodcast.com/again to sign up. It's $10 a month that lets you provide financial donations to the show as well as get extra content every Saturday. So thanks to those that have subscribed. For those that haven't, iWakeAgain.com, iWakePodcast.com/again. With that, let's get on to the episode for today. And today's episode is where I predict WWDC 2012. What will Tim Cook and company announce this year? I predicted this. Now let me get to it. So first up will be 15 minutes of company updates. This is where Tim Cook will be updating the room on the progress of Apple stores and Apple as a company. He will share how many devices have been sold, what the Apple stores, what Apple stores are being built, and the general spirit of why this is a great platform to develop for. Next up in the keynote will be 25 minutes of Mountain Lion discussion. First up will be a reminder about the features already shared on Apple's website and with developers a few months ago, as well as press. I expect Apple to unveil a few new Mountain Lion features. I'm not exactly sure what those will be. It's possible we will see some kind of Siri or voice feature added. It's possible that Retina support for Max is enabled. The possibilities really are endless here. I expect Mountain Lion to be released this July, but it could be pushed back even later than that. I expect a Gold Master Mountain Lion will be available to developers right after the keynote on Monday. So that's Mountain Lion, and I think we'll see some cool things there. After talking about Mountain Lion, the company will spend about 10 minutes talking about new Macs. Apple won't spend too much time here, except to mention that these got updated and will run great with Mountain Lion. I expect the MacBook Air, the MacBook Pro, the Mac Pro, and iMac to get updated. The Mac Mini may or may not be updated this time around. I believe it may not. Full and well could, because it would be very cool to see all of the Macs get updated, as that's going to be, that'd just be a fun thing to see happen. So that could very well happen, and only time will tell if it actually does. So after all of that, they're going to spend the majority of their keynote, I believe, on iOS 6. I believe 45 minutes of the keynote will be devoted just to this. Scott Forstall will unveil the OS, and he'll, you know, basically go into what's happening. There'll be 10 major features he talks about. I'm not sure what all of those are. I do think I believe what a few are. Apple's done a great job keeping this OS update under wraps, and therefore, I believe we'll have tons of surprises. So I fully expect Apple to unveil their own mapping service that incorporates all of the technology that they've been buying up over the past few years. I also expect this will replace Google Maps, as that's an obvious thing, and that Google Maps will become a third-party app in the App Store very soon. And I believe this will be mind-blowing technology, this Apple mapping. So it'll be pretty cool stuff. turn-by-turn, I think, might be there, and I think Siri integration with the maps will be there in a way it hasn't been before. And speaking of Siri, Siri will be taking to another level with iOS 6. Apple may or may not enable third-party developer integrations as of yet, but Siri will be talked about a lot, and there will be new Siri functionality unveiled, and this will be exciting stuff. I think they're going to do a ton of cool things with Siri, and I'd hope Apple figures out Siri for iPad, but it may be one of those technologies that Apple believes is destined for the iPhone alone. And next in iOS 6, I believe Apple's going to figure out a way for apps to communicate with one another. There will be some way to share files or interact between apps, but that file right now is basically just copied from app to app and not shared. So currently when you open up an app, you're able to send to another app, but that file is copied rather than shared. Apple could approach this using a files app where everything is actually stored in a single app. They could use the iCloud solution where apps are able to share data through iCloud services, or they could do it in some other way. But I think it will be done, and I think it needs to be done. Some sort of interactivity between apps is something that I really love in OS X for the Mac, but it's something that I really do miss on iOS. I think it should be there, and I think Apple realizes that they need to figure it out. Next up will be notifications. They're going to improve these greatly. They were done really well for iOS 5, but I see there's still more Apple can do. One of the first things I see Apple adding is Do Not Disturb. DND was added to Mountain Lion months ago, and it was once a part of iOS. I also believe that widgets found in Notification Center will be opened up to third-party developers. I'm not sure what else Apple will do here, but there is exciting news regarding notifications. My next prediction is that Apple will improve Newsstand by creating a magazine creation app similar to iBooks Author. Newsstand is a mess right now because every magazine uses a different interface and design philosophy. Apple, I believe, knows what a headache it is for users and will force developers to use Apple's tools to create their magazines rather than their own tools. There's much Apple can do with iBooks Author, and this is one of the things Apple needs to do with it. So I believe Newsstand and magazines on the iPad and even the iPhone will be amazing after what Apple shares with everybody on Monday. Some little things that I expect Apple will mention. First off, Facebook integration will be done in a similar way that Twitter is. This may even come to Mountain Lion as well. Live icons I could see potentially happening for iOS 6 as well. This would allow a developer to change a number or something on their icon, display the proper time, weather, or just something that needs updated every day or just all the time would be something I see Apple doing. I'm not sure what else Apple will do for iOS. There will, as I said, be 10 main features shown off at WWDC, and I believe Apple will surprise us all with what those are. I don't think anyone really knows. These are just some predictions that I think will come to fruition or may come to fruition later on in the future, but they seem logical and seem like things that will happen. As far as release date, Apple could go a couple different ways. It could release it in July along with Mountain Lion. They could do those concurrently, and that would be a cool thing if they were able to do that. But they could do, and I think they'll actually do this, release it back in fall, like they did last year. So only time would tell on this one, but I'd wager it comes out in fall with a developer preview available right after the keynote. I think Apple wants to spend their time with developer previews and getting developers ready for this rather than having it come out in July like they have done in years past. So that's not all for the keynote. I think next up will be iCloud. They did this last year. They did iOS, and they talked about iCloud. It's my belief that they'll spend around 20 minutes on this, and they'll talk about new functionality they've added to iCloud. They'll talk about how many iCloud users there are. There have been leaks that notifications will come to iCloud, and that may happen. It's not something I'm really excited about. It's cool. It's even cooler, I think, is that notes and reminders are going to be coming to the iCloud website. I believe Apple will do something amazing here, but I can't put my finger on what that will be as of yet. Closing out the keynote, Apple will thank everyone for coming and talk about all the sessions they have for developers. The keynote will be around 2 hours in length. So that's my main prediction here. Now, I've got some out there ideas. So these are ideas that I really have a hard time believing will happen, but I think are things that could happen potentially in some crazy parallel universe. So the first one is the iPod Shuffle. It got leaked in a price sheet that something new is coming out. It seems weird to me that this iPod or any music-based iPod gets talked about here at WWDC, a developers conference. But if it does get talked about, it would get talked about because it integrates with iCloud. The only way this connects to WWDC is if it does iCloud, if it does, you know, iTunes Match and, you know, smart playlists through iTunes Match. I could see it being discussed at the keynote if that happens. The way they would do this with the Shuffle is you plug it into iTunes, you set up iTunes Match, you set up the smart playlist that you would like the Shuffle to integrate with, and it would connect to those playlists and to iTunes Match. So that would be a pretty cool thing if it could actually has a little Wi-Fi chip inside or some mechanism to work with iTunes Match. I see that coming, and I see Apple potentially updating all of their iPods one day to have Wi-Fi support for iTunes Match compatibility, as they want their iPods, I believe, to be able to sync to iTunes if people wanted to, but I think they want it like the iPhone where it depends on iTunes Match for the main source of what people use it for. So I think that's coming. I'm not sure if that's this event or potentially another event in July or August, but it's coming, I think, and I think that's how they'll do the next generation of iPods with iTunes Match compatibility. Apple TV is another thing that has the potential to be a big thing at WWDC. The current Apple TV hardware could be updated to support apps and use the iPhone and iPad to interact with it. This could potentially be a major part of the keynote that is talked about with iOS 6 or in its own separate area. But Apple TV, I don't think we'll be seeing a lot about, but if we do see any of it, we'll see a ton of it, if that makes sense. So that's my thoughts there on Apple TV. So Apple, you know, they could release anything next week. These are just some simple predictions that I hope come true. But what I really want to see true is that Apple can just surprise us all and bring startling improvements to iOS, to Mountain Lion, and some new things altogether that nobody has thought about. Apple's WWDC keynote is on Monday. That is today, if you're listening to it on the regular feed. Monday, June 11th at 10 a.m. California time. And stay tuned for forthcoming iWake episodes where I talk about what was actually unveiled. As I mentioned before, this is not what Apple's unveiled. This is my predictions, my ideas as to what may happen on Monday. But since I'm recording this before the keynote, these are just predictions. If you want to know what's actually going to happen at the keynote, listen to upcoming iWake episodes or just hit the web on Monday afternoon and you will know. So thanks for listening. Thanks for becoming an iWake Again subscriber if you are one. If you're not one, you can join over at iWakePodcast.com/again. That is iWakePodcast.com/again. It's $10 a month, and that's how you support the show as well as get extra content. Thanks again to those that have already subscribed, and I guess that's aloha. I will talk to everyone again I will talk to everyone again probably a week or so from now. I will have Siri doing the shows for me this week as I will be traveling to New Hampshire and will not have my microphone, but will have Siri record the show for you guys with my words spoken by Siri, and that's how I'll be providing iWake this week. Sorry for the bad timing here with it being a big Apple week, but I got to do what I got to do, so hopefully you guys I think that's all right, and I'll try to make those shows as good as possible and as full in length as possible, so it'll be packed with news, and Siri will be your iWake host for this upcoming week, so stay tuned for those. Thanks for watching. I'll be back for more episodes. Aloha.